Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah! Welcome to Ambridge on the Couch, an in-depth look at The Archers with me, Harriet Carmichael, Lucy Freeman and Mr. Newbie. Before we make a start on your emails, let's have a recap on what happened this week in Ambridge.
We began the week with Tracy still roaring around the village shouting at people demanding everyone goes to her cricket thing. If she said they were biscuits, people would come. People would go to anything for biscuits. But no biscuits and having a shouty cross lady in a tracksuit telling you you're fat, lazy and couldn't hit a cow's ass with a banjo is not a winning combination. But does this mean that finally we get away without listening to the Wingle Sicket and nets and training and all that? No, it bloody doesn't. Because flipping Jazza has gone and intervened on the grounds that if she doesn't get a team together, Tracy will be in such a strop he won't get his end away for weeks. Oh, thank you, Jazza. I used to like you. In an unfortunate combination of circumstances, Jill was pretending to have a cold to give herself an evening alone with her personal massager. So Leonard was at a loose end and appeared at the meeting, which gave Tracy the idea of an OAP team, like Dad's Army in shin pads. Rex explained he didn't fancy Amy, at a length that verged on the rude, as he waited for people to gather excitedly to visit his new home. They really were excited too, which just shows how desperate things have got. It turned out to be a dinghy covered in fairy lights. For 1 minute, I thought we'd suddenly acquired a canal, but apparently it's parked on the Am by the country park. I'm never exactly sure where or what the country park is. It's the sort of park you walk around on a Sunday afternoon with relatives, I think. But who maintains it or whatever? I have no idea. And don't write in and tell me because I don't really care. Neil's special noises went into overdrive when Hannah broke it to him that the pigs were staging a corporate buyout of Barrow. I've realised what Neil's noises remind me of now. An old Land Rover that's stuck in between gears trying to get up a hill. We kept going between Hannah and Neil, the most ineffective of strategists, who when asked said the only option they could think of was keep doing what we're doing already, which contrasted nastily with Justin Elliott sounding like Machiavelli. Neil and Hannah are going to be eaten alive. Lillian was back and was having coffee with Justin, and they managed to keep things civil for 2 whole minutes before Justin was hissing furiously, "Don't you dare tell Jennifer about this!" So nice to see a happy, contented, loving couple. Brian seems to be slowly losing his marbles and kept talking about people who were clearly made up, including Glenda Benchpress and Barbara Gladstone. He referred to them as money men, despite Glenda and Barbara not sounding entirely masculine to me, but one doesn't like to make assumptions. The burly Glenda wants to turn all the pigsties into a retirement home. Justin never wants to leave things as they are, does he? Endless corporate fiddling. He wants to turn the stables into a horsey swimming pool. He wanted to turn rewilding into craft shops. And now Barrow is going to be full of confused old people wandering around in dressing gowns wearing someone else's teeth. Maybe some of the pigs can stay if they decide they might miss the old place. And Lee can come in and teach them all karate. Madness. Anyway. There was a secret squirrel meeting with Brian in the eco office, and he said the money men, Barbara and Glenda, had very little idea of farming. "They don't understand the cycles of farming life like me," he said, "like in spring when the subsidy check comes in and you go on a cruise and buy a new Mercedes." This top team of strategists put their heads together and made the Wallys on The Apprentice look like Mark Zuckerberg. Hannah reckons she could lose two of her people, and Neil thought he could let one go. Not in the eco office, Neil, not unless you open the window. "I had no idea they had this army of people at Barrow. What do they all do? Who are they? Where do they live?"
No wonder they're losing money.
I know. "Do Neil and Hannah manage them all on their own? Does a klaxon go at 5 and hundreds of people come pouring out of the gates like in black and white gritty northern dramas?" Phoebe tried to persuade Krusty not to go to Absolutely Fascinating Plovdiv, as she would miss the outside. Even I know they still have an outside at Plovdiv. Krusty said that Lexi had told her that the luxury hotel was set in extensive grounds. Krusty, you have looked at a picture of this place or something, have you? Linda saved the day by inviting Krusty over, giving her a biscuit, told her Plovdiv was a stupid idea and to stay in Ambridge as there is always room for another annoying do-gooding busybody. I was happy that Krusty was staying until she talked about the rewilding and said we had an amazing sighting of a kestrel. Or we saw a kestrel, as we say in English. Plus, you can see kestrels all down the M6. You don't need to live in a field. Fallon, who, as I seem to have mentioned 742 times, seems to have a bit of a problem with boundaries and what is appropriate to share and what is appropriate to keep one's trap shut about, was trying to coerce Amy into having a relationship with Rex. She told Amy that she didn't fancy harassment when she first met him, but that was because he was trying to arrest her at the time. Over at the churchyard, Chris was struggling to keep it up, so Amy held it for him. As entirely predicted by us, Amy said it was all making her feel too guilty, but she has so far resisted the temptation to go trundling over to Alice and tell her everything, unlike Fallon, who fell out of the tree while they were snogging and was dancing with anticipation at the prospect of putting her size fives in it again. She said, nearly hysterical with excitement and fury, that Alice has got to know about this, and we all shouted, "Why?" Then in the next scene, Fallon sounded entirely normal and jolly, chatting on about sausage rolls. Chris popped round to see Fallon the harassment, who was taking his new job as the little baby Jeebus very, very seriously and was trying to be very soothing and kept blessing Chris and getting on his wick. Fallon started bellowing about Alice needing friends and not being upset ever, conveniently forgetting that just 24 hours before, she'd said she found Alice so difficult to be with, she was begging Amy to come with her. Harassment, flicking his flowing hair back off his shoulders and adjusting his loincloth, said that both Chris and Amy cared about Alice. We all cared about Alice. Then he insisted on walking Chris home to show that he cared about him too. He was cross, not drunk. Chris told Harassment that he was lonely and wasn't used to living on his own. He'd gone from living with his parents to Alice, and that somehow, for some really mysterious and unfathomable reason, when Amy came round and started hoovering, he realised he liked her. Astonishing! Anyway, there's only one thing we should be focusing on. Amy is not the one who's married. The end.
At no point did Chris say to Amy, "You're really pretty.
Yeah.
I really fancy you.
It was like, well, you're here, that'll do.
It was like, oh, just like you turned up and I was feeling really horny, so can we just carry on having sex?
Also, there was loads of washing up. I hadn't done it for ages.
Got a bit of a stain on the carpet. Don't suppose you could do something about it. I thought he was really...
He's an oaf, Chris.
He is really handling this the wrong way.
Well, it was like the Will Grundy school of diplomacy, wasn't it? Suddenly telling Fallon to shut up, big fat gob, or whatever it was he said.
But I felt like he was just so disrespectful to poor Amy.
Yeah,
he was
to everybody.
Amy was so anxious and upset, and he didn't even bother to say, honestly, it's because you're really beautiful and, you know, I love this about you and this about you. We don't have to, let's go really slowly. Instead, he just basically said,
fancy a bunk up, come on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you don't fancy Rex and, you know, and so you're available for sex. Let's get on with it. Yeah. Crack on.
Yeah.
Crack on. Wipe those tears, Amy. Crack on.
And Amy was... You know, Amy was turning herself in. I know we're taking the piss out of her, going, "Oh, I feel so guilty." But she
I felt so sorry for her this week.
She was genuinely turning herself inside out, worrying about it. Chris is the one who's actually married to Alice.
Yes.
And at no point has he said, "I'm worried about." He just said, "Well, she's hurt me, so fine," you know.
Also, Amy was like, "I can't do it to Alice because she's my friend." And Chris was like, "Well, I'm all right because we're not together anymore." No, Chris, you're the father of her child.
Yes.
You must take much more responsibility about Alice's welfare than Amy should.
Yeah,
so just get over yourself. But although, to be fair to Chris, I don't think he's treated Amy well, but I can see his side. He's sort of a little bit, not revenge, but he's thinking...
Yeah, well, there's a lot of hurt pride, isn't there? If you're the rejected one, you're like, right, sod it.
Yeah, and why shouldn't we? We're both single adults.
You don't want me, someone else does. Good.
Yeah. And also, it's not his fault. Alice is, well, as far as we know, that Alice is an alcoholic. But
yeah.
I can see both sides.
I did agree. I did not agree, but I did think, yeah, that makes sense sort of psychologically when he said, she's still controlling my life.
Because, yeah, I thought that was really interesting,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, that is the trouble with alcoholic people. Everything yeah. becomes about
addiction.
Them. Even
yeah.
if it's not about, even
yes.
even when they're in recovery, it's still all about them. And everyone, you know, is sort
yeah.
of treading on eggshells. And then
that's,
everyone
that's
starts saying,
point.
They've been so brave, they've been so whatever. And you think, no, they were an absolute arsehole for years.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And why shouldn't I be able to just get on with my life?
Yes, yeah.
Will, you know, will I always have this shadow hanging over me? Well,
and also,
yes.
the Aldridges are the single most controlling family on the in the history
yeah,
of
Yeah, that's
families.
A really good point.
And, you know, Brian's trying to get him a house. You know, you live in my house. And,
yeah.
You know, and so that I can still keep an eye on you. So, I mean, I'm not saying that's what his motives were, but it could be seen like that if you're Chris and you're just like, would you all just, you know, you've rejected me, fine, but now at least F off and let me just do it my own way sort of thing.
Yeah. Lucy, you've made a good point. I know it was Chris's point, but I thought you made it really well too. Because you explained it. No, you're right, actually. I remember him saying that and thinking, yeah, I think that's what swayed me to seeing his point of view, because that's the thing, isn't it? It is always about poor Alice.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, poor Chris has, he's had a really stressful few months, hasn't
yeah.
he? And he's,
yeah.
you know, brought up Martha. But the trouble is, Chris, love, you just be really careful about Amy because she's your friend as well as Alice's friend. And this is not, you know, the water isn't calm yet. So maybe just
exactly.
go really, really slowly. And, you know, because she, you could, look, that's the thing, isn't it? He could see how totally, what's the word? You know, all over the place she was and
yeah.
how upset she was.
Yeah.
But he didn't go, oh my God, I can't believe I'm making you feel like this. This is awful. You know, we need to take a step back. I'm going to make sure you're okay before anything else happens. I don't know. He was like, yeah, just come around for a cup of tea and we don't
yeah.
have to do anything. But if you could take your bra off again, don't wear, wear those tights. When they were all wet, that was quite sexy. But you know, he was a bit sort
yeah.
of like, oh, I do want to look after you. But basically, we had a really good, yeah, I'm
yeah.
really horny. So can
yeah.
we have sex again?
Yeah.
I felt it was a bit like that from him.
I mean, do you think he likes her at all?
Yeah.
Or is
well,
it just rebound?
I think the script says he does, but I just didn't really believe
no.
it.
No.
Well, because there was that interesting thing, wasn't there, where Harrison or Fallon, St. Harrison said, yeah, of course, Chris still
oh.
loves her. Yeah, so funny what you were saying, because I was thinking the same. He's got a new voice
yes.
now.
It's like that sort of da-da-da voice.
He was so pious.
Yeah.
It really made
I
me
just
giggle
liked
as
all
well.
The curring. I cur about you, Chris. I cur about
and
Alice.
Also,
we all cur about everybody.
What I love about Harrison is sometimes I think he really hams up his accent
yes.
deliberately.
Yeah, he loves it,
definitely.
He
yeah,
loves
yeah, yeah. it, doesn't
yeah.
he? That's what I adore about him. But yeah, I loved his new pious good boy Harrison. No, because I can see both sides, actually.
I'm trying to keep out of it. As our Lord did in the tale. All right, Harrison.
Can I refer you to chapter 1.5? Oh, my God. He must be so annoying to live with at the moment. Actually, it's about me, this baptism. It's not about anyone else. And Fallon's like, well, please give me a party out of it.
I was thinking, though, when she said she was going to make bacon quiche, sausage rolls and pork pies. I thought it's a good job he's not converting to Judaism, or otherwise he'd be really buggered.
I just thought that's terribly Ambridge.
What?
It's not very West London, but
no,
it's...
it really isn't. Where's the olive tapenade? Nowhere. It's all sausage rolls.
It's not really the sort of buffet I'm looking for, Lucy.
No.
No, it's more like a pub wake, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
The real yay for me this week was Amy really coming into her own, I thought, in her, you know, so now that she's got something to be upset about,
yeah.
she can sort of turn into, she can get into a new gear,
yes,
you know, in the,
yes.
you know, and
she
I thought
she changed from that, no,
yeah,
no,
thought
no,
she
no,
gave
no,
a great performance,
yeah.
as I really, really, felt empathy towards
yeah.
her and I felt so, I really felt her angst actually.
Yeah. I don't understand Fallon.
Oh, she's always like... And didn't I say...
Yeah.
I mean, I know it was obvious, but I knew this was going to happen. Fallon would blow her top.
Yeah.
Because that's what she does. She forgets. She just loves the drama, doesn't
yeah.
she? She just follows the drama, likes to be a little bit of a part of it.
But she feels
always in
of,
the right.
Yes, she just feels compelled to wade into everything.
Yeah, because she wants
to be
right.
And she starts saying things like, I have to tell her. And she has to know. And something has to be done. And you think, no, it's all a choice. Nothing has
also,
to be done.
Also, Fallon, when you're like sticking up for Alice in this way, going, it'll be... Just think back a few months to when Alice snogged Harrison and you... And, well, maybe that's why, you know, and Alice didn't say anything and Harrison didn't say anything.
Well, no, that's why she said that. She said that this week. She said,
yeah, but also
I can't
think
believe I'm here
to...
again because, yeah. you know, when all that happened with Harrison.
Yeah, but just think back to how annoyed, how yeah. things might have been so much easier for everybody if nothing had, well, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, yeah. I knew that was going to happen. But yeah, if you are a good friend to anybody, like what she should have done is, I don't know, texted, I don't know, just gone round to Chris's and said...
Yeah.
Well, that's what she did, actually, to be fair. That's exactly what she did. She went round to Chris's.
Yeah, but
and
she
then
went round
Amy
to Chris's,
there.
Banged on the door and went, oh, my God, she's here!
But I think there's a little bit of jealousy, a little bit. You know, like, not being the... Because, you know, it was her and Amy helping Alice out,
yeah.
helping Chris out. They're both, you know... Amy's sort of a relative newcomer to the Chris, Alice, Fallon, Harrison thing. Mm. And then Chris goes and chooses Amy. I just, you know, like, sometimes even if... Well, I get it occasionally. If you're not, if you're best friends with someone and there's no attraction, but then if he chooses someone else over you, you're a bit like, oh, hang on a minute. I didn't give my permission and it
yes.
should have always been me
yes.
that you chose.
Surely you've been nursing an enormous crush on me for many decades.
Exactly. But you I just wondered if there was a, because of what Harrison, you know, Harrison's having that, you know, he's not that he's not interested in Fallon at the moment, but Harrison's got his own project going on. So she's caught up in this one and enjoying it and, you know, then hang on a minute. Now she's not invited to the shag party.
Yeah.
I think that might have had something to do with her anger.
But it's just... She just sort of goes off, you know, like a...
She just blows her lid.
Yeah. She's like a firework. She just suddenly sort of...
She's a firecracker, Lucy. That's why I like her.
But we cur about her, don't we?
But we cur.
We cur.
Cur. I don't remember Harrison and Fallon getting together, actually.
He arrested her. Because she was...
Was she going out with someone? Who was her old boyfriend in Ambridge? It was someone we knew, wasn't it?
Oh, it was the barman.
Was it never
because...
Roy or anything?
No.
Has she never been out with, like,
she
one of the locals?
Ed for a bit.
Oh, Ed. Yeah. That's right.
And Jazza tried for years to get into her.
That's right.
Didn't he?
Jazz always had a thing for her. That's right.
Yes.
But, obviously Alice is going to find out somehow. Maybe she'll do that new Alice thing of being like, oh my God, it's totally
fine. Yeah,
no, it's really, honestly, because I'm the one that, you know, broke the marriage
maybe
up.
Maybe Alice and Harrison could get together and they could just float around in this cloud of spiritual...
No, I think more like Harrison and Shula could get together and float around in a...
No, but you know, Alice is all, it's completely fine.
I don't
bear any malice to anybody.
And then
Harrison can go, bless you, and they can both drift off.
My child. And then Alice has a massive breakdown.
Starts necking
but
the comedian
what, one. Also, I love the fact that Harrison suddenly, like, gone from, oh, do you know, I wouldn't mind fancy having a christening. And now he's sort of like the expert. He's basically the expert in what a baptism is and what it means to him. And he's basically gone he's gone from naught to 100 in 3 weeks, hasn't
well,
he?
Well, of course. Because...
Must be so annoying.
Well, it's like, you know, Chris and Amy could have just had a coffee together. But no, they have to wake up wearing each other's tights. You know, it's sort of everything's been gone into... Nothing's happened for so long. We've suddenly gone into fourth gear and everyone's got storyline whiplash trying to keep up.
But also, if you were Amy, wouldn't you... be thinking like, hang on, I just need a bit of reassurance from Chris before I dive back in. Like, I feel like if I was Amy, I'd be feeling a little bit insecure about the fact that he's quite recently come out of a marriage.
Yes.
I don't know, you know, he's never sort of apart from that random like, oh, you're reasonably good looking, he hasn't I mean, I just feel like...
If I was 3 pints in, I'd probably give it a bit of a go, Amy.
Yeah, maybe it's because I'm quite insecure about stuff like that, but I feel like I would need a bit more like, Amy, the first time I met you, I really fancied you. Yeah. I haven't stopped thinking about you.
It was when you picked up that gif, that's what really did it for me.
Exactly. There hasn't been much build-up, has there?
No.
And there's never been any like chemistry between them up until they awkwardly said, well, she basically said, oh, I think you're like a lockhead. And he sort of went, what, really? Oh, yeah, you're
There's more
fine.
Chemistry between Alice and Harassment than there is between
totally
Chris and Amy.
But after Rex basically saying, I really didn't fancy you anyway. Like, I was just thinking
can't
like,
can't even believe that you thought I might have done. That's
oh
so
my
funny.
God. Like, as soon as I saw you, I was like, no, this is not going to work. You are just
sick.
Not my type.
Just a bit of sick in my mouth. When
but I thought she was rude, like just going, well, I never fancied you or whatever she said. I didn't, you know, like it was obvious it wasn't going to work. And he was like, no, I didn't like, because I just really, but oh my God, that would never happen. And then you'd go to his party and it all be fine.
Yeah.
It would be really awkward.
Yeah.
You don't go on a, I don't know, maybe I'm just really immature. But I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, that was a bit weird.
Yes.
And then I thought that Rex and Phoebe were having it off because she was in his boat. And I was like, he's tied her up for the night. That was a bit weird, wasn't it? Like,
but
where's
she just
Phoebe?
Wanted to
oh, she's
have
on
a nosy round.
Yeah, but why was it even mentioned?
So I know, I thought, that was odd.
I thought, okay, something. So either something. Either
also,
they're going to get together.
You have a You have a party to tell everyone about where you're living, and then you don't let them in. First of all, you don't tell them where it is, and then when they eventually track you down, you refuse to let them in. That's not a party, is it?
When
that's like
ruined,
a go away, really.
Ruined their shoes. Yeah. I would have just been like, can we just go back to the pub then? Because there's no toilet here.
Can we
We're not allowed on your
you
boat.
Can toast the new house from the warmth of a pub. Trotting along miles of flipping towpath.
Where is this boat? Where is it?
The country park. Don't ask me where that is. I don't know.
I know. The country park is basically like, you know, when you're in a... Sounds like when you're in a city and then there's like a, you know, sometimes there's a new block of housing that's gone up and they have to have like a little tiny playground and a pot plant.
Right,
and then they call it like the country park, don't they, of that community. That's basically what a country park is.
Okay.
Because it can't be that big because it's never mentioned, the country
park. Is it where
Arkwright
Lake is?
Oh, all this fictional stuff. Lucy, we need to refer back to
and
those
also,
maps.
And also, how has nobody spotted this sodding great boat being driven through the village?
Exactly. These
on
are
the back of a...
village roads. Presumably Rex drove it back in his taxi. On his trailer.
You don't know. You know when you see people, usually very, very young people who've got their first house, and they've got a little tiny car, like a Fiat 500, and it's got a sofa sticking out the back that they've tied on with bungee ropes and things like that. And
he's then, just tied it to the back.
And then an oven or something strapped onto the roof.
I'm a bit disappointed because I thought, yay, narrowboat, canal. I imagined this lovely like boat community and I thought, how great, this new world of Ambridge. We're going to, you know, they can open up this sort of boating community. It's all going to be grungy.
But how
and
way.
Yeah. Well, I don't really remember that. No, I was thinking more like, you know, like that film Chocolat. And isn't Johnny Depp on a boat?
Probably.
And they've all got their tops off and they're playing guitars. That sort of vibe is what I was thinking.
That's probably what Rex was hoping for, but instead he's just got some sort of damp planks, hasn't he?
Damp planks. Mm. I think there's something a little bit sexy about a narrowboat.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hang on. You know the guy that emails us?
Oh, yeah, Owen.
Owen, yeah.
He
when
has
he's
an arrow boat.
Emptying out the sump pump.
Oh, yeah,
on his,
that's not sexy.
That's not sexy.
No, okay. No. There's something... Okay, maybe not the compost toilets of them or the sewage, whatever you use to clean their toilets, but the, you know, like the community is sometimes a bit...
Bohemian.
Know, bohemian. I was going to say a bit dirty. But
bit dirty
what I mean
and
is,
grubby and sexy. Yeah.
Well, they've always got like dirt under their nails, haven't they?
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm so stereotyping. I have no idea because I've never lived in a boating
community. Owen looks
community.
Terribly clean. He doesn't look
yes,
like
I'm sure he's
got...
clean.
Yes, okay.
I'm sure. I'm just
he's
mean...
not Johnny Depp.
I'm just...
Jenny
all
Depp
I'm thinking
looks,
is...
Johnny Depp looks
Jenny
dirty.
Depp. Jenny Depp's not dirty. He's terribly nice.
He looks dirty in every single film he's in, though. He specialises in looking as if he needs a good wash.
A good wash, yeah. But they're sort of smelly, not in a BO type of way, but in a sort of, you know, like smoke fire.
Wood smoke. And yeah.
I was cycling down the canal the other day, actually, and I was like, oh, maybe if Rex lived here, I think he'd have a brilliant time. It seemed really nice. Also, it's quite mysterious, isn't it, that world. Mm. You never really know what's going on in those boats.
No.
Or what they're growing in their windowsills.
They're emptying out loos, that's what they're doing.
Well, I'm not thinking about that, but I'm like Phoebe. I'm like, oh, it's so romantic, Rex. So I'm waiting in the boat. I've been waiting for an hour, Rex.
Rex,
hello.
The water's coming in now.
It's my last night. Are we going to get on with this or not? Phoebe can just stop being so selfish. Just because she's leaving her dad and is feeling selfish about it, she is trying to make Kirsty stay, and there is absolutely no other reason for her telling, you know, she's doing a massively selfish thing by saying to Kirsty, don't go and have a good time.
And so is Linda, because Linda's basically saying, I can't do this all on my own. I'm getting on a bit. So I need a deputy interfering cow. So can you be it, please?
And Kirsty is basically being peer pressured into staying, which is awful.
Well, no, it's not, because you can do her voice and it's quite good that she's staying.
It's great that she's staying, but I think I think the feelings that she's having at the moment are quite conflicting because she's been guilt-tripped.
I'm sorry if anybody that listens to us is from Plovdiv.
Mm-hmm.
The whole place sounds like a bad hand at Scrabble. You're never going to win if you've got the letters.
Have you not seen that photo of it, though? Looks lovely.
Oh, really? Well,
it's probably like fake news. It was probably a photo of Florence that's just going round.
Yeah, if she said she was going to, you know, Paris,
Lucca,
or Florence, or the Bahamas, or
Madagascar.
You know those. Say Madagascar again, like Kirsty.
Madagascar.
You know, the tabloid press is forever fishing out these stories of people who are required to go and live on an island, you know.
Be the caretaker of an island.
And it says, this unique property is only £12,000, but it hides a unique secret. And then you find out that you're the custodian of 20,000 furious sheep and some seals or something in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. That's the kind of thing I could see Krusty doing.
Totally.
Not going to some bloody boring Eastern European city. And I don't care it's got operas at the Roman amphitheatre. Since when has Krusty been interested in Roman amphitheatres or opera?
Even if it didn't have amphitheatres or opera and was just an industrial city, I think it's a... If I was Kirsty, I'd be like, look, I've had a shit few years. Mm. I've been way too long in this village. Nothing's really happening in my life. I want to go and have an adventure.
Yeah, but we'll go and have one then, somewhere interesting.
But Plovdiv is the starting, you know, it's the dive board. No, what's the word?
Springboard.
Jumping. That's the one. Into Eastern Europe.
Too many people are springboarding into Eastern Europe.
Life is peaceful there. I didn't mean to be. Is that awful? Is that insensitive?
No, it's what we're all thinking.
Okay, fine. So. I think go for it and have an adventure. And these people saying you belong is so patronising. And
you've
Linda
got to
going
stay here and being as miserable as we are.
Exactly, because they're jealous. Because you know what it's like if people leave. If you're in a bubble and then people start leaving, you don't want them to leave because they're, you know, it's FOMO, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's also no. You have to stay to confirm to me that I'm making the right decision by staying.
Exactly.
Then that makes me think that I might have made the wrong choice, and then I feel
exactly.
a bit anxious.
Exactly. Mm. And the only one who's not putting up a fight about it is Roy, because he's half asleep. But no, because he's because underneath all of his diviness, he understands that you know Kirsty needs to go.
Well, everybody that lives
clearly
with Roy
not going.
Immediately leaves to Eastern Europe, don't they? He's like
Why
a great trade route or
Eastern,
something.
Yeah, a trade route. I can get visas. I don't know. If
he's probably a black marketeer. He's a slave trafficker.
Yeah. You're the one. And I fell for it all these years. I banged Philip up for it. And you all along, Roy.
Oh.
Trapping them in your woodshed. But I'm sorry. I do not believe that. If she now is like, oh, okay, Linda said, don't go abroad. Don't go abroad. And there was something she said which was like, you go abroad or something.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But that can't be it. That can't be the reason she suddenly goes, because that's not believable.
No.
That, you know, she'd just go, oh, actually, if I stay, we could do another pantomime and I could get an MBE.
But be horribly disfigured and an exposure.
If the end of her exciting adventure planning is just rewilding. Dissolved because of that, yeah, because of that meeting with Linda, that doesn't cut it for me.
I'm afraid you're going to have to accept that, because I think that's exactly what's going to happen, and she'll take over rewilding.
I didn't think Linda was convincing enough. Mm. Sometimes Linda can really get to the truth of a matter.
Well, maybe she was pushing on an open door, really, because Krusty was sounding a bit more half-hearted, which is why she stopped, where she said, stop it, Phoebe, because she knew that if Phoebe kept going, she'd capitulate. And she didn't
stop it, Phoebe. I've just looked in my Plovdiv bird book, and apparently there are 70 species of tits. Loads of tits, more tits than Umbridge.
Oh, I'm not sure anywhere has more tits than Ambridge, to be honest.
And my room's on the 7th floor. I mean, that is the most shit floor to be able. But it's like, oh, I haven't got pokey rooms. You probably have got a pokey room if you're going to be staff in a hotel, because you don't get the nicest rooms.
They want to give the nice rooms to the people that are paying for them.
She clearly hasn't asked any questions about
this job.
She
didn't even know it had a bleeding garden.
Garden. Oh, it's got a garden. It's got a window. I've got a window, Phoebe. I'll be fine. It doesn't open. The window doesn't open, but still, I can look out at the chimney
smoke.
Anyway, I think it's a shame if she's not going to go. Maybe it means Lexi's going to come back, and she could be our bit of Plovdiv comes back.
Yeah. Bringing a little bit of Plovdiv to Ambridge.
they only chose that city because of its name, didn't they? Ooh, what city can we choose for Kirsty to not go and live in? Oh, something really good. Let's Google funny names from Eastern Europe.
I think the scriptwriters were probably, you know, the Shake Ambridge to the Core, that kind of... they were probably expecting some sort of massive outpouring of horror that Krusty was going, and we all just went, no, she's not. She's not going. And then it's like, oh, all right, then I'll think about it, Linda. Maybe I'll do. And everyone just went, yeah, okay, right, fine. You're going to do the rewilding then, are you? Yeah, I thought so. Okay, fine.
Yeah. But at least there'll be a showdown with Kirsty v. Kate. That'll be good. That'll be
and
great.
Then Kirsty can marry Rex and live in his narrow boat.
Actually, she'd be perfect for that lovely...
She would, because she's
a bit grubby.
Be one of those people that uses those the rock deodorants that isn't really deodorant.
Natural deodorant, I use those. But actually, if you've been cycling...
It's 50-50 whether you can get away with it. You can tell the people that use those.
Yes,
quite quickly.
In winter, it's okay. It's fine. You get away with it. But in summer, after a sort of, you know, a whole day, it's not going to... And also, it's fine. In lockdown, it was fine because, you know, like for me, I was never in a studio with anyone else. It was we were very far apart. But now things are going back to normal and we can get closer.
So I've had to go back to shore. Crystal deodorants are keeping social distancing for everybody's sake, basically.
I'm going shore again. Okay.
Are you?
Despite the dangers.
There aren't any. What dangers?
There are dangers. That's why people use them. Cancer.
No,
isn't it?
That's been totally disproved.
What? Are you joking? No. Why am I still using natural deodorant, Lucy?
I actually used to do the PR for a brand of crystal deodorant. And we did have a lot of people that use it. If you've had mastectomy or you've got a post-operative thing or incredibly allergic skin, then they're great. If you're fine, then they're fine.
What? Who? What are you talking about? So they're not bad for you? What do you mean? What's it got to do with whether you've had a post-operative or something?
People that have had a mastectomy or are post-operative, a breast cancer patient, they
shouldn't use it.
They are recommended. They're recommended to use crystal deodorants, natural deodorants.
But why?
Because I can't remember why. There is something.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But...
God, your PR, you're good at your PR.
It was years ago.
It's fine,
darling.
I don't need to know anything about it. Just give me a nice picture to work with and I'll come up with some great words.
My God, were you there?
Plovdiv, the crystal deodorant for post-operative people.
But they keep doing research on normal deodorants and breast cancer, and there isn't a link.
Oh, for God's sake. So I had sessions where I was worrying about the smell of my pit and being too close to someone, and I could have been wearing Dove all along.
Yeah.
And also, because a natural deodorant cost you like £8.
Yes.
Whereas a Shaw cost you £1.
Yeah. This is from Cancer Research UK. Using deodorants, antiperspirants and body sprays does not cause cancer.
Oh, I mean, literally, my life has changed.
Some people have wondered if aluminium in some deodorants and sprays affects cancer risk, but there is no good evidence to suggest a link.
Oh,
and that's from
aluminium.
Cancer Research UK. So don't all email him and go, because take it up with Cancer UK. Okay? Cancer
Do you have a pit that smells like natural deodorant? Do you live on a boat? Do you need help smelling not like a dirty old bohemian?
Have you recently returned from Plovdiv? Or in fact, never made it to bloody Plovdiv in the first place?
What about, I know this is not an environmental podcast, can I just ask you about aluminium in pans? Because making pancakes, my babysitter she didn't have a go at me, but she was like, our pans weren't good enough because they're not Teflon ones.
Okay.
They're like, you know, green ones that are good for the... because, you know, like there was that thing about aluminium and pans and getting cancer through your pan.
Yeah.
So...
I know you don't put non-stick pans in the dishwasher. That's all
what?
I know.
What? Nothing to do with it.
I'm not an... You see, I've just Googled and then I put in aluminium pants by mistake, which is absolutely...
not good for bowel cancer.
No. Right.
Okay, so should we move on? If anyone would like to... Look, all I'm saying is...
This is from Healthline. Yeah. Aluminium cookware is considered safe and has not been linked to the development of cancer.
But can I buy Teflon then?
What's
the Teflon? So I could have made pancakes that didn't stick to the bottom.
Yes.
My children didn't need to cry.
Our science editor reports that the consensus in the medical community is that using aluminium cookware poses no health threat.
Oh, for God's sake. Also, there's so many more... No, I'm not going to say so many... No, I'm just not going to say anything.
Okay.
I was going to say so many more important things going on in the world, but actually, ultimately, of course, you know, when there's... Well, you know what it's like? When there's something dreadful happening, like a war, you know, the environmental stuff sort of gets pushed back. It's like with COVID, isn't it? Like, we sort of thought, like, oh, well, never mind. Well, I'll just, like, have a coffee cup again.
Yeah.
But then that's awful, because then that's pushing this massive, horrendous problem even further, closer... Anyway, I think I better be quiet because I'm only not even qualified to talk about the Archers, but that's like the only thing I feel like I have a tiny bit of knowledge about, whereas everything else, I just should keep my mouth shut always because I'll get in trouble, offend someone, get it wrong, not know a fact. Like when I did a drama workshop in for some kids once and they were about 8 and we were doing countries around the world and animals and I was like, okay, guys, give me an animal in, like, Africa. And someone was like, you know, maybe it was somewhere else. And someone was like, cheetah. And I say, yeah, cheetah. Like, tiger. Yeah, tiger. And then somebody was like, miss, I think you'll find that you only get tigers in the eastern part of... And I was like, yeah, okay. And it was just awful. When 8-year-olds know more than you do. especially about geography.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
You know, when they give you capitals and you're like, I don't know where that capital is.
Yeah.
Plovdiv is, that could be the capital of Moldova. I don't know. Because I didn't do any geography at school. We just did some rocks. We went to a quarry and that was it.
I did crop rotation in Ouagadougou. So I'm all about the Ouagadougou, but I can't find Germany on a map. So there we go.
What are you? Who? Are you Lucy Freeman? What?
There's a place in Africa called Ouagadougou. And our project at GCSE was to do crop rotation in Ouagadougou.
Oh,
we didn't learn anything useful, like the capital cities of anywhere, who invaded who, anything that was, which waterways, you know, separate anybody. We just did about crop rotation. And I'm useless.
No, Lucy, crop rotation in Ambridge or in a West Midlands region, that would have been useful, because then you could have brought that to the show.
Ouagadougou, not so much.
No. It's probably quite different. Adam could tell you.
Yeah.
You and Adam.
It's probably his fault all the crops rotated in Ouagadougou, to be honest.
Are they not supposed to?
Swizzle round like.
And now it's wheat. It's the wheat coming up, guys. Hey, wheat, give us a wave. And he's coming.
It's like on
and
Blankety
barley.
Blank when the panel used to come up and twiddle round.
Yeah, it's always the voice. Yay.
Oh, dear.
Anyway,
what's going to happen at Barrow?
Oh, God, that's boring, isn't it? So boring. I think it was funny what you were saying. That's exactly what Neil's voice is.
It's like when he came, I felt so sorry for him when he said, well, yeah, we all sat and read the paper
and
Susan went off and went to the spa and everything. She said, oh, so she had a nice, you had a nice time there, did you, Neil? Oh, it was smashing. Everything all right here? No. Why was that?
And there were so many times in that meeting where he just went. But it just makes those noises, doesn't it?
Yes, endlessly.
But as you said, I mean, please, guys, surely if you knew there was problems, like if this can't have come as a massive bombshell, can it? If there's been, like, you know, if it's clear that the farm's been losing money or hasn't been making any money.
A lot of people that work for companies are under the impression that they're working for a charity, I think. until it comes as a horrifying surprise that actually they've run out of money, you know.
But surely things like, if the pig isn't going to have a baby so it can just eat whatever, the normal food. Wouldn't you have put that in place anyway? Just to save some money.
Anna said it like, guys, I've had a really good idea.
Neil, I've got a brilliant idea. Let's stop getting organic sandwiches for our lunch. Let's just get Tesco value.
But it was like those two, like turning up to a duel with a water pistol compared with
Justin
swanning around in his velvet frock coat with his, you know, hands.
But also, like, Hannah, fair enough, she's still she's quite young. Neil's been a pig man for like 150 years. Surely if anybody knows what to do in this situation, it has to be Neil. Because Brian kept saying, well, I'm not the expert. And they were like, well, we're not either. Should we call an expert? But my God, I can't let Jazzer go. I know him.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Exactly.
Like, who are all these people working there?
I know, that was a laugh. Brian was like, what? You've got, you employ, Hannah has a team.
So that's three extra people at least. As well as those two.
Yeah, because Brian, I spend my days Googling, like, cheapest pig feed. So I need someone else to actually do the work. It's not Hannah, but... There was a scene which went from Amy into a new scene with Hannah, and everyone went... everyone's ears had to, like...
Yeah.
It had took a while, didn't it, for them to tune into the new character.
I just find Barrow...
Boring. Is it the one that used to have the fish? Who's the one that used to have the fish?
Aquaponics. No, that's
aquaponics.
Somewhere else.
Okay. Oh, that was like, okay.
Well, Jazza just sleeps there now, doesn't he?
Well, Jazza just flits from one animal to another, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But, Tracy not included.
Yeah, I just find It always, as I said last week, it always seems like it's raining at Barrow. There's always this faint noise like rain drumming on a tin roof.
Except when they're in that big tin contraption and it's like a cathedral, yeah. And there's no ambient noise. There's no other noise. It's completely soundproofed, but it just sounds like a cathedral.
Well,
we're not interested. We're not really interested.
The pigs don't make a noise.
No, you never. If you heard the wee little piggies,
yeah,
your heart would go out exactly, yeah. And you'd be like, "Oh my gosh, let's save the farm. We'll start like a, you know, like a Save Deirdre and Corrie
yes.
campaign.
Yeah.
We could do a Save Barrow one.
Save the
but
pigs.
Because you never hear any gorgeous little baby no. whatevers, and there's you don't ever hear the other employees.
No. Even though there's just, hundreds of them, see, apparently.
So you just assume that it's just Hannah and Neil. Sort of, you know, you can imagine they go out and scatter a bit of food, come back in, do Wordle, then get their lunch, write an invoice, go home. That's sort of it, isn't it?
You know those offices in the 1970s? You know you don't, do you? Here we go again. But they're just
not,
one of those...
Just not, I can't. I won't say it ever again, Lucy,
they kind
but it's
of
given.
They had like a brushed grey carpet that had just had loads of static and wheelie chairs and everything was grey. And that's exactly what little cubes yeah. of grey. And that's what I imagine Barrow yeah. to be like. And I imagine the poor pigs in little cubes of grey as well. Yes, doing that. Or was that Hannah?
Yeah. So Hannah eating a Tesco Value sandwich. Oh, lovely, lovely. God, can't do Hannah because I've got Amy. Amy voice, very hard.
My favourite bit of voice recalibration when you have to go from one scene to another.
Oh yeah,
was Fallon going? She has to know. So anyway, Harrisman, I thought we'd be doing sausage rolls, and I was like, what? This was that scene was separated by like 3 seconds.
I enjoyed how over the top it was because I felt like Fallon was really enjoying
yeah.
just being over the top in real life and in and as her character. She couldn't wait to really. She just it was like you know when you are so looking forward to shouting at
full
someone,
full of self-righteous indignation,
and then she was like she couldn't believe her luck that Amy was actually there and she could have this.
Yeah.
Like massive
oh
go at her
God,
immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't it have been funny if like Fallon had come to the door and taken her bra and tights off just to like make sure that Chris wasn't having feelings about someone else? And then Amy had, oh my God! And then Alice had turned up. Chris with 2 naked women.
It'd be like she'd Robin's gone, nest oh. or something. I just keep worrying about those stairs. I keep thinking, look, all these people are trooping up and down those stairs. They're not safe. Poor Martha. Must be like a revolving door on that flat. She
poor
must be wondering who the hell's this.
Yeah, so the Barrow, I don't care, but it's going to be saved, isn't it? It's not going to become a pig spa.
I'm just. Justin is so petulant, isn't he?
I love it.
Well, they won't let me play, so I'm taking my ball home. Thank you.
But isn't it funny when they do toss a name in there, like Belinda Gallivant,
Barbara Gladstone.
Barbara, get your leg over. So, because they're just always so, you just know exactly who they are.
Yes. Yeah.
I love it when they throw a Justin sort of acquaintance in.
I cannot believe how much Lillian and Justin clearly hate each other.
Yeah, but that's what makes their marriage work, isn't it?
Really?
Oh, I know what I was going to ask you.
Mild aggression.
I couldn't remember why Justin had been thrown off the Barrow board.
Because he'd accidentally employed slave labour to build it.
As you do.
It's a common.
Yes.
It's a story as old as time,
Harriet. Oh, yes,
we've
yes,
all
yes.
accidentally employed a
yes,
slave.
Yes, that was right. I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing, isn't it, Lily?
But so they were frantically trying to, the BL board were frantically trying to sort of reverse away from Justin as fast as they could too.
But what yeah. Hannah and Neil haven't said, or Brian, is like, because they keep going, well, you know, it's farming. It's like, you know, it'll come back. But it's like, but surely you actually all need to know for a fact that Barry is going to be, like, I can't believe that they'd be happy to carry on having a failing business in the hope that it's just because it's farming.
Going to rise itself.
Yeah. Did you like the little BBC neutrality bit when she was like, "It's not just government.
Brexit." Yeah.
I hate this government. It's all their fault. Well, Hannah, go steady there, Hannah. I think you'll find it's nothing to do with politics. But clearly is, Neil. Because we haven't got anyone to butcher them. Tell her, Brian. Yeah, there's a little bit of that, but there's a little bit of that. It's the BBC. It made me laugh.
Oh, dear. Yes, I enjoyed this week on the whole.
There was a weird bit when Phoebe, when the scene ended between Phoebe and Kirsty, and then Phoebe added a little bit. There was this awful line where she went, so Phoebe and Kirsty had their heart-to-heart about Robins and then Kirsty was like, I'm going to go. And then Phoebe went, okay. And then she went, the thing is, Kirsty, I'm going away Ambridge isn't my home anymore and I really want to go away and have a good time. But you can't go away because Ambridge is your home. But it was so badly written. It was just an awful line. I don't know why they didn't just cut it. It was sounded so terrible. If there'd been anything to make me not want to stay in Ambridge, it would have been that line.
I had visions of poor Krusty wandering around the village being in a false beard and glasses, being pursued by all these people who were desperate. So people were inviting her around for tea, sitting on benches. And she'd be like, would you just sod off? I just want to be by myself.
Leave. There's going to be like a border patrol, isn't there? That she's not going to be able to get out.
It's like there's a series.
Someone's going to steal her passport.
Yeah, there's a series in the 1960s called Prisoner, and when he tries, I am not a number. I am a name, and I'm a name, not a number. And every time they try and leave, they get pursued by this massive, great white ball that rolls around, sort of herds them back up again. I think that's exactly the white ball is in position, waiting for Kirsty to make a break for the border. we only had two emails this week.
Oh, it's not surprising. People are bored of us, Lucy. Yeah. Bored, bored, bored.
Well, I think they're all on Twitter going, Amy. That was
maybe it's because we bang on about thanking our amazing Patreons and thanking our amazing reviewers.
We forget to thank our
emails, for without which we wouldn't have a show, Lucy.
For without which. Yes, that's very true.
So
thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Yes. And special thanks to the two people who emailed in this week. Because that would be awkward, wouldn't it?
It would really.
How many in the post bag this week, Lucy? that's not the post bag. Okay, sorry. It's just a cushion.
Jessica, who says...
Thank you, Jessica!
She says, I love the podcast. Keep up the good work. Oh my God, what's happened? Cramie just got real. I literally can't wait for Sunday's episode. The thing is, I still cannot believe in it as a real thing. It's like... Cramie is real, but I think it's only real for Amy, not the part of it.
Well, I think that's the way it's going to head, isn't it?
Because they're going to get back together again.
Yes, I think so. Poor Amy. Oh, I really, my heart really went out to Amy this week, actually.
Mm. This is from Auntie Jean, who says, yay! Well, it's the Alice-Amy-Chris triangle. I mean, we've been there before, haven't we? And look how well that went. At least they're not incestuous, as it were. I think she means Emma Grundy Grundy, doesn't she?
Yes, that's exactly. Yeah. We have been here before.
The question is it too soon for Chris to be shagging? And Auntie Jean, having given it her considered thought, replies, well, I don't give a fuck, ha. I'm fed up with a whole lot of them. I mean, there was no real reason for Alice not to go back to Chris, so it feels very manufactured to me. Plus, Amy is incredibly boring. When are we starting the Save the Ambridge Piggies campaign? Love, Auntie Jean. So she's more focused on the pigs than Alice, Amy and Chris.
And she's going to start the campaign, the nationwide Save the Piggies.
Yes. Crack on, Auntie Jean.
Also, I liked the fact that Auntie Jean picked you up on tweeting our podcast was up about 5 days after it had gone up, Lisa.
Well, no, because some people forget to listen. So I thought I'd just remind them.
Yeah,
all.
But you don't even write, like, all you do is just go,
it's up.
It's up.
I know.
It's up. We've just posted a new one.
I know.
So I saw that as well. And I was like,
pestering people. Did you think I'd done it by myself? I just missed you off.
I just knew you'd done it because you probably didn't do it when it went up on the Sunday.
I did. So, I did loads. I've tweeted every day this week.
Oh, no, it just made me laugh. that Auntie Jean was like,
what?
Oh, wow. God, that was quick. I noticed it. Sorry, it's the old one. It's sorry, we just need a few more listeners. That's all. To get back in the charts. Let's get back. Haven't checked our chart position this week.
Oh, we're number five.
What?
We're number five in... Oh, what are we in?
What?
Into performing arts or something. Entertainment.
Number five?
Yes,
sure?
If you go any higher, only dolphins will
you
be
sure
able
we're
to
not
be.
In a very specialised, like, agricultural and entertainment that features tractors? Is
no,
it that
it
category?
It just said performing arts and entertainment or something.
Are we above Waitrose?
I don't think they're in performing arts, are they?
They are. No, well, you know that last chart that I tweeted?
Yeah, but we're in a different category now. What? How can we have been in the same category as Waitrose?
Because they have, I don't know, but maybe
Is it because of you banging on about Ocado sex toys? We've now gone in the same category as sodding Waitrose.
Oh, that was a good episode.
It made you very happy, clearly.
Yes, it did. I haven't ordered any for a while from Ocado. I don't know. I don't know where I found that.
No,
it was after... I didn't, because I got photographic evidence.
Okay.
I'm going to Google it.
Okay.
It's quite hard to Google the charts, though.
Yes.
There's so many of them.
Yes,
and
exactly. That's why it's a load of hooey, and it doesn't matter where we are.
No, it does matter. It does.
Okay.
If we're number five, I want to shout about it, Lucy.
Okay. We're number five. Hey!
Da, 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 da. Coming in at a strong number 10, it's Little. Ocado Sex Toys. Number 9, it's Adam's Anaerobic Acrobatics. Da, 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 da.
The Bridge Farm app. Do you reckon that's on there? Bridge Fresh app.
I can't believe they haven't got a podcast yet. It's only a matter of time till Natasha does a podcast. Oh, no, you know what she's going to do? As soon as she has her twins, she's going to do like a... Being a new mum is really hard, but especially if you've got twins. So I'm doing a podcast for all you young twin mums out there, and I'm going to get some celebs on it. Okay, I'll get Susan on it, but, you know, it's going to be one of those mumsy ones.
What? She'll be an Instagram influencer.
Yes.
A mumfluencer or whatever they're called now. So she'll just be
This is not
pictures.
A sex toy, but what I'm saying is, if you're married
people.
To Tom... And you've had twins.
The lovely people.
You will need to get yourself something.
The lovely people.
For those long, lonely
sex
nights.
Toys have sent me this. So we're going to do an unboxing. Oh! I can't work out which way up this goes.
This podcast is sponsored by Ploddiv, the number one sex toy in aubergines. she definitely will do a podcast. Actually, her and Kirsty could do a podcast, couldn't they? No, hang on a minute. No, maybe
bitterness.
Not. Maybe not. Yeah, exactly. There'd be a bit of sadness in
yes,
that.
Yes.
Okay.
Both crying.
Scrap that.
For an hour.
Yeah. Helen.
Oh, God.
Oh, how much would she love to do a cheese podcast?
And it would just be called Why I'm Right by Helen Archer.
Hello, me.
Yeah.
That would be Natasha's. Hello, me. Hello, me. Anyway. Sorry. OAP cricket team, I'm up for it.
So am I. But
good.
All I can think of is Jill, Leonard, Peggy.
Peggy, God, Peggy,
she's
gone.
Got an amazing off-spin, Peggy. You wouldn't believe it.
Oh, my God. I'd love to see Peggy at the batting. Or whatever it's called. I'm going to, yeah, okay.
Do you know who's a big cricket fan?
Who?
Mr. Noobs. So
really?
I think Mr. Noobs should possibly commentate on the OAP.
God. Yes.
Yeah,
he could join them.
Leonard's running up. He's still running up. He's still, right, give it a minute. No, still running up. Yeah, no, I can see that.
But they did mention those twins, the running twins. I quite like
that
little reference.
They're very friendly, very skinny, and they run everywhere. That sounds really
that.
Weird. And they're twins that live together.
Gary and Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that. I think you're right, though. The trouble is Tracy does not have... She's not good at the sales point part of it.
No, she just shouts at everybody.
Yeah. She's like my daughter's netball coach, who is lovely. I love her. She's a mum. But she's It's like they're doing boot camp every day, and they're only 10.
Oh.
And she'll go, yeah. Sometimes you just need a bit of nurturing as well, or some like incentive, like donuts, or you know, just to. Otherwise, people get upset.
Yes. Don't they? Well, it's not fun.
It's not fun if you know you're going to get shouted at.
Yes.
And if you know you're going to have to do a lot of intense stuff.
I mean, unless you're Russian or Chinese and have been bullied into
exactly.
it and you're being threatened with, you know, working in a gulag if you don't. But, you know, for the rest
of
us.
If you're a professional and getting £3 million a week, probably more, fine.
Yeah.
Be shouted at.
But not
I don't
if
have
you're
a problem
a
with that.
Girl
not if you're
11. Legs running around in a fluorescent bib.
Oh. No, it's sometimes. See, I have to often go to the training sessions and sort of do that. Oh my God, you guys, you're so good. And then Linda will be like, get back on, like, was I saw that photo? Like, what do you think you're doing after I pulled you up on it 6 times already? But it was really good, guys. Keep going. Yay. You're really
okay.
getting better.
I'll bring tissues round to everyone that's crying.
There's always, honestly. And then the training goes on so long. It only ends when someone has a big injury, basically. So, like, it'll go on for, like, it'll be a 2-hour session. It'll go on for 2.5 hours. It'll basically go on until, it's like Squid Games. It's like until they've all
until
fallen
someone's
over
died.
And are crawling towards
this
their mummy.
This sounds terrible.
Yeah, but some of the mums think it's good for them. I think I'm a bit oversensitive about it. But they enjoy it.
I was scarred for life by school games
PE.
Teachers.
Me too. I think that's why I'm a bit oversensitive about it, because our PE teachers were horrible. Like all PE teachers from 20 plus years
like
ago.
It was the job interview. It's sort of like, and are you an awful person? Okay, great.
Do you love shouting at children for no reason at all? Especially the really sensitive ones?
Is your motto progress through humiliation?
How red in the face do you actually go?
Also, are you a lesbian enjoys watching the girls in the showers?
Yes.
No!
What do you really like doing with your hockey stick? I was with my school friends the other night and we were talking about, I mean, it's ridiculous, isn't it? All PE teachers were perverts, weren't they?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was a fact. We were talking about, you know, like, how our PE teacher used to sort of, like, rub our legs.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even remember. We couldn't remember what the sort of reasoning behind it was. But you'd have to sort of, like, stand on a chair while he rubbed your legs. And that was
God.
Okay. And everyone knew he was a pervert.
Yeah, yeah.
But just a given, wasn't it? That
that's
the
teachers
what a PE
would
teacher
have names
is.
Like pervy so and so because it was so evident that's exactly what they were. Oh God!
Anyway, didn't do us any harm, Lucy, did it?
I do my dancey zumbery class every now and again. And,
oh yeah.
The one time
is Lorraine Kelly there?
Yes,
she loves all
the. The one time that I did it, and the woman said to me, well done, you were the only one that got that. My eyes actually filled up with tears. It was because it was the only time a PE teacher had said, well done. I was like floating. I floated out through the gym. I was like, right, you know, that's it now. I've made it. That's
I'm good
fine.
At this. I can be good at this. I'm a
obviously,
dancer.
Obviously, next week it was a total shit show again. But, you know, I'd had that one moment of glory, and that was enough. I just wanted validation from a woman in a tracksuit. That was it.
I'm pleased for you.
Thank you.
Oh yeah.
Script. And now let's tune in to BBC Radio Borsetshire, where Febreze is on the couch.
Radio Borsetshire.
Hello, listeners. Febreze is injured. I fell off my flat form trainers and landed on my Helena Rubinstein, so here I am with a bruised coccycle. So today I am coming at you like Cleopatra from my sofa. I have got some sushi, and Graham is bringing me round Prosecco and Twiggy Lets later, so I am in the good hand. But I am excited. My producer said to me, Febreze, you really ought to know more about your listeners. Speak their language. Learn about Ambridge. So I got the Itch Iker Guide to Ambridge, and you can listen with me. Well, until Graham arrived with the box set of Sex and the City, so we can laugh at that one, what it looked like an horse, and how she afford New York penthouse when she is paid $75 a month, and all she writes is, "So I was wondering." Anyway, let's open the book.
Hi, Febreze.
Hello? Oh my God, what am I talking to?
You're talking to the Hitchhiker's Guide to Ambridge. How can I help you?
Well, I need to get to know the funny people of Ambridge and speak their language.
Okay, let's start with some simple phrases. Right you are.
Right you are. Oh yes, I know this. I say, Clary, let's take you over to the sinks and see what we can do about the bit of giblet in your hair. And she say, right you are. What do it mean?
Right you are means okay then.
So why don't they say that?
Unknown. What is your next question?
If Shula is talking to Jennifer and I arrive, how should I introduce myself?
Hello, you too.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, I see. I would say, hello, you too.
Yes.
And if it was Shula and Jennifer and Linda, I would say, hello, you three.
No.
Why not?
The rule only applies to two.
Well, I do not care, because why would I want to speak to Shula and Jennifer and Linda all at the once? That sound awful, and I am not a bonker. I will just make sure I never talk to more than two of them at the same time. What is the next phrase?
My best friend.
Oh, I know this one too. Graham is my best friend, for example.
In Ambridge, it also means someone you may or may not have spoken to once in the last 18 months.
Oh, this is very complicated. Tell me about the geography of Ambridge, where everything is. I find it very confusing. And I try to take clients' address, as Declan says I should do better at marketing, but they all change address so quick. Krusty is a nomad, I think. Kate keep moving, obviously, so her children cannot find her. And Alice move every time her bottle recycling gets full.
Ambridge's size varies daily. There is one road through the village with a speed trap. Except when there is no speed trap and everyone drives on small lanes with combines and loose cattle. That is why there are many fatalities, including to peacocks and fraudulent cockneys with suitcases. There is a stately home with two bedrooms. An ancient forest and boat moorings have recently been discovered. There are a great many silent longhorn cattle and none of the dogs bark. The residents are frightened of water.
Oh, this is very strange. And it also explained when I do my manicure that many of them have far too many fingers. I get through my varnishes like you would not be believing.
Do you have more questions, Febreze?
Yes. Why do they all have such funny accents?
Let's not start pulling on that thread.
Oh, cheeky madam. Oh, that is Graham with Sarah, Jessica, Blonker and my Prosecco.
The key is under the doormat, Graham. It is the one with the RuPaul keyring.
Well, thank you, Book. That was both frightening and informative, and now I am a bit scared. I think I will never go to there again.
That is why there is a bypass. Goodbye, Febreze, and good luck.
Radio Borsetshire.
Thank you, Febreze. Now, am I doing this or are you doing this bit?
Yeah, you do it. You do it. You're good at it.
If you visit patreon.com and look up Ambridge on the Couch, you can support us at any subscription level and we will love you. And we also need to say thank you so much to all the people that...
she's finally found at the back of the sofa.
I have finally found down the back of the sofa about 750 gabillion people that have given us money. And I knew the money was there. I just couldn't work out where the hell it had come from.
And we didn't do our thank you letters.
Our bread and butter letters. So we feel very bad about that. So because there's so many of you, because you are all so lovely, Harriet is putting together a sort of magnum opus.
It's taking weeks.
It's taking weeks. It could go on for weeks, actually.
I mean, I have to fine-tune the guitar for this one.
Not just wave it around and go...
I might even put a backing track in it.
Twang, twang. So... Yes, so because we want to say a proper thank you because we have been remiss in her thank yous. So sorry. And thank you.
Just a little thank you for, anyway, thank you. And thank you for your reviews. Thank you. And thank you for your emails. Thank you. But they're all genuine because we wouldn't have a show.
Yes.
Hey, guys, we just wouldn't have a show without any of you guys. So thank you. And thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for tweeting.
Yeah, pointing out sarcastically when I'm telling them, say that the show is up when it's 5 days out of date.
And thank you for yes. But all the, to be honest, I mean, don't put it on the reviews. But any constructive criticism, we do take well because
no, we
need it.
I don't.
Oh, don't we?
No.
I do.
You
because
do.
We don't
okay.
have a producer.
Yeah, Harriet
we need
takes
people.
It well, and then she has to break it to me very sensitively. Otherwise, I get cross and start crying. So.
But just don't put it on the reviews, but no. Feel free to DM.
Harriet. Only Harriet.
Otherwise, I never look at my DMs.
Yes, so nothing will happen at all, and we'll carry on in our own sweet way.
But in 6 months, we might find it and realise technically we could have done something better. Mm. We could have put in any... Email ideas for, hey guys, come on, it's our show. We're in this together, guys. Any ideas, like features, I don't know, little bits of content here and there. Throw them at us.
Yes.
not too much, because we do want to try and keep it quite short.
Yeah, she says.
When I say short, I mean under an hour.
Over an hour.
Sorry,
now, anyway.
Sorry about that. Sorry. Lucy's got to get to an afternoon tea.
I have.
Let's get a gallop on.
Find us on Facebook, on Twitter at onambridge, or you can email us at ambridgeonthecouch@gmail.com.
Now, this week's theme from Matt Rodriguez Payne, Lucy.
Is...
Oh, I'm excited.
This is actually my favourite one so far. It's absolutely...
So I say...
No,
is it that?
No,
oh.
No.
Oh.
I've got to talk to you about that.
Oh.
That's developing a life of its own. It's going to be like a stage show by the time we finish. Anyway.
Oh, I can't wait.
He is a massive fan of Indian classical music, and so am I.
Ooh.
And he's made the most
niche.
Beautiful Indian... It's just gorgeous.
How would you find that? I wouldn't know what to ask Alexa for.
It usually goes on for hours. As he said, it builds over hours. So he said it was quite challenging to try and get it into 56 seconds. But anyway, bless him. He gave it his best shot. I just think it's gorgeous. Just Google it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, but listen, because
yeah.
I love it. Ready?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God! You did. Oh, if only we were on video.
Were you dancing?
I was dancing.
Were you doing the change the light bulb, wipe the
yes.
window thing?
Yes. I was grabbing stuff in the air with my hands.
Yes.
Oh my God, that was brilliant. Oh, I see. Like film music.
Yeah. Well, it's their classical music.
I love
classical
it.
Classical music is
that was brilliant. That was brilliant. Did he write stuff. The? So he just wrote the beginning bit. Did
yeah.
he? So clever.
I know.
So good. And then to like. You could hear the arches coming
yeah.
through even before the theme music. That was so clever.
I know. I love that
Oh,
one.
My God, Lucy. Can we have a... Why don't we? You know when we have our live tour?
Yeah.
It would be great to have Matt doing live music, wouldn't it?
Oh, my God. He'd have a nervous breakdown. As if we're not going to have a nervous breakdown doing it anyway.
Because then we could like have a, like, you know, like a little disco after. Oh, my God, I'd love
that. Matt,
that
would
well.
Be lovely, but we're not putting any pressure on you, mate. I know. I do appreciate that we're incredibly demanding. Do you think he listens with dread to the show? Thinking,
no, of course he doesn't
oh
listen.
God.
Why would he listen? If I was Matt, I would...
drum and bass now.
I would
drum
just...
Drum and bass, that'd be brilliant.
Not as brilliant as Bollywood, though.
No.
But no, it would be good. But if I was Matt, I'd probably fast forward to about 58 minutes and then just listen to my bits at the end, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but I'd be dreading what we'd told him to do for the next time. You know, he's like, oh my God, what so bright ideas have those idiots have come up.
Say thank you for what the
I was, because I was discussing this with Mr. Noobs this morning.
All right.
You know, I know him so well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, one of my favourite
Could you have,
songs.
Like, Clary and Susan singing that?
Oh, my God, Lucy, that would be brilliant. Oh, my God. Can you write it?
But who would they be singing it about? Because I was thinking...
At last, eternally. Perfect. It's quite hard to switch from one to the other. Christopher, perfect situations must go on.
No, but you could have Alice and Amy singing it. But you can't do...
No, you'd have to have a seasoning, Clary. It wouldn't be it funny would... unless it was them. Yeah. You couldn't
can
have
imagine
an earnest...
them back to back on that wearing white sparkly jumpsuits.
Oh, my God. Oh, let's bring that into the live tour. Oh, that would be so funny.
Oh, good Lord.
When is our first tour show?
I don't know.
We still haven't got our venues. Well, we have. We've got the Harlequins, haven't we?
Well, we haven't actually asked them. We just keep bandying it about on the grounds that if they violently object, they'll get in touch and say, no! But they haven't done so yet. So we're coming, Harlequins.
I think 2023 would be realistic, actually.
Actually, okay.
Also, I think we should get some festivals, you know, just, you know, like do the whole sort of circuit loose.
We'll do Glastonbury.
Do LAT. We'll just do all the really obscure ones that no one's heard of. Yeah. I think we should probably start there.
So we won't go to Hay on Wye, we'll go to Way on Eye.
We were going to go to Hay on Wye, weren't we? Even before the podcast.
Yes, before the lockdown.
Were we asked?
No. I can't. It was to do with... Yes,
we were going to do an Archers live show.
Yes, yes. Now, who the hell... Oh, that was Steve. We were going to do that with Steve.
Who's Steve?
Oh, never mind.
Oh, and then we had our... Do you know, but then we had our... Do you remember when we had our publisher? Do you remember when we had our publisher, Lucy? And we had some nice lunches. Good old days. Hello, if you're listening. Feel free to get back in touch.
If you're not too busy drinking cocktails.
Also, that makes me think,
she says oddly. If anybody has got a company and would like to do some adverts or anything on us, they can for a very small fee, as yet undecided. But yes, if you think that, because we do have marvellous listeners and about 13,000 of them.
And vocal skills to boot.
Vocal skills for voiceover. Some really dodgy editing. And 13,000 very keen, very nice listeners.
I mean, you know, they've all got different interests, so... I guess, but I suppose if you're sort of going to know your target audience, aren't you? The type of people that would listen to this show might be interested in
bored people.
You mean they are bored or they work on boards?
They're quite bored and they've got a lot of time on their hands.
I reckon gin would probably be a good sort of
botanical gin.
That would be good.
If
that
you
would
have
be good.
A curiously swiftly made app. That is a food delivery service that could work also.
Gardening gloves type service. Well, I mean, you probably wouldn't pay for an advert for just some gardening gloves, would you? But that sort of genre would probably go down quite well.
Yeah.
Boating. I mean, there's Owen's boats, boating stuff. Holidays.
If this is a marketing meeting, it's terrible.
Average on the Couch, sponsored by Jet 2 Holidays. Jet
and
2.
Some gloves.
You too could fly with Jet 2.
Two.
Mind you, Jet 2, I have to say, they're not sponsoring us, but they're a lot better than BA.
Are they?
BA, no.
BA.
No, but Lucy, oh, so boring, isn't it? But last time I flew BA, we were, because it was sort of after the pandemic, but you know, like they cancelled two flights.
It was a bit pandemic-y.
Then recently everyone I know who went skiing and half term leaves, there was quite a lot of them, they all had their BA flights cancelled. I mean, I know it was that glitch, wasn't it? But I feel like for the past year or so, and actually last time I was on the BA flight, the lady on the flight assistant was having a massive moan about them, saying that, you know, they haven't got the staff back in after the pandemic, so there's not, and people aren't doing, you know, this is an absolute nightmare if you work, if you're working on a I was going to say a ship, they don't run ships, do they, but what those things called in the sky, ship in the sky, a flying
bird.
Ship
bird,
yeah. Bird, yes. Anyway, but if BA would like to sponsor us,
we will,
I'm
retract,
sure,
all of,
I guess,
that,
I'll just obviously. chop it out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
So, yeah. Okay. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be someone like BA, does it, Lucy? It could be like a smaller business, for
yeah,
example.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Virgin, Pan Am.
Pan Am? Does that even exist?
I don't know. Qantas. I'm making things up now.
They're quite big. Anyway.
Have we finished?
So, yes, thanks. Sorry, you've got to go. Oh, and I've got to do some boring stuff now.
Is it more invoicing?
No, it's editing. Boring. Anyway, so yeah, good to see you. Good to chat. Thanks so much for listening. Oh, I've had a really nice time. Don't want to leave.
I can
don't
tell.
Want to go back to the day.
You don't want to go back to do your editing, do you? I can tell.
You can always tell, can't you, if I'm going back
so
to
what's
have
been
my...
happening with you, so that I can avoid doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Usually I'm desperate to get offline. No, it's been fun. So yeah, cheers everyone.
Shall we go out with the Indian Arches again?
Let's have it.
Get ready with your with your unscrewing
with
the light bulb and twiddling your washing the dishes. Ready, steady,
go.
And goodbye everybody, and we love you. Bye.
Goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.